This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Mississippi. The Venetian, the Palazzo Sands Expo sold for $6.25 billion on the Las Vegas Strip. So the Sands Corporation cashed out and someone else scooped up the properties. Speaking of scooping it up, it's all about the stimulus and the yin and yang of navigating the politics in the Senate. Something interesting happened on the stimulus front. A few of you might get cut out of getting that check and that bump. Meanwhile, it is about the vaccinations, J&J, all the rage, because it only takes one, baby. You don't have to wait for 21 days or more to get the shot in between, which is Pfizer and Moderna. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Hope that you are rocking through this week and got over the hump on a Wednesday. Now it's all uphill from here. It's just like that, I think, at the end of the week. So it really is interesting in talking about money and how really it's like we are all at the craps table and the mercy of so many other things that we can't control. But you could say that's life, right? The Senate bill is going to issue probably a lot fewer checks. They've narrowed it because there are a couple of Democrats who weren't on board with some of what was in it, including Joe Manchin, the senator from West Virginia, who never liked it to begin with, didn't like the idea of the $2 trillion. So the president has agreed to compromise with moderate Dems to narrow the income eligibility for that $1,400 for an individual. And it's all included in a bill that the Senate's expected to take up this week. Tick tock, we only have a couple of days left in the week, and I think they will do that. The new proposal cuts out those who earn more than $160,000 a year and individuals who earn more than $80,000 a year. So the House legislation passed Saturday. It set those income caps higher. It was $200,000 for a couple and $100,000 for individuals. So sorry if you were cut out of that, but there are people who desperately need the money and want to see this pass, even Republicans that are on board, that are part of the working class, who are feeling the pinch and are worried about unemployment and a slew of other things. So the House bill had already narrowed the eligibility. Now it's even smaller. And unlike the previous two rounds, adult dependents, including college students, are expected to be eligible for the payments. So do the math. You may fall into the category and you may fall out of it, as I said. But them's the breaks, and that's how it looks like it's falling. It's still not official. Remember, a bill is not a law, so we'll see how this kicks in this emergency COVID situation. All right, in the meantime, since I mentioned it, I feel like I have to give you the payoff in the beginning of this. It is true, Vegas is opening up. I got a phone call this week asking me if I wanted to go to Vegas on their dime. The catch was I had to gamble in certain hotels along the way. I kind of weighed the options, realizing I lived in Vegas. I know a lot of people. And I said, no, thanks, I'll pass. But they told me it was opening wide. And so speaking of opening wide, 2 months after 87-year-old casino magnate Sheldon Adelson died from complications of non-Hodgkin lymphoma, the casino operator agreed to sell the Las Vegas properties for $6.25 billion, as I said, to Apollo Global Management and VICI Properties, if you've ever heard of them. He's been saying, even when he was sick, that he was interested in selling the properties, and that price was exactly what he wanted. So now there's a changing of the guard, because, boy, he had had those hotels for quite some time. And, of course, in the business, and it's the pandemic has hit the casino business hard, it is about turning it around as fast as possible. During the pandemic, Las Vegas Sands continued to pay the staff of 10,000 along with employees at 15 restaurants at the resort while the state closed non-essential businesses from March until June of 2020 when the casinos could reopen. And then it was just like a trickling of opening moments, but now it's opening wide, so that will change, I think, a little bit about Las Vegas, especially with people getting their shots, more people who want to wander and want to travel. I believe we'll do that again in the next couple of months. In the meantime, because there was so much fascination with Tiger Woods and his crash, and if you have seen the SUV that he smashed, it is scary to think rolling that vehicle and then using the jaws of life to get him out and then all the surgery that he went through. He told sheriff's deputies after crashing a car he couldn't remember driving, that he didn't know how the collision happened. That was according to an affidavit for a search warrant used to obtain the black box of that car that Woods was driving. He said the same thing at the hospital. He was treated for multiple leg injuries that he suffered. And initially, he was unconscious after the crash when somebody who lived near that area found him trapped in his loaner car with a bloody face and chin. So what are they going to find from this box? It's info that's stored on it, like the speed of the car. That's exactly what it is, the speed of the car. How fast was it going at the time of the crash? And that would help in determining why the collision happened. The thought is that it could have been speed. It's a really kind of tricky area to begin with. So that's what they'll look at. And when they look at that, it'll show a couple of other things, too, and we'll see what it comes up with. It's weird, because you know that it's there, especially with newer cars, but when you hear black box, what do you think of? You think of plane. You don't even think of the fact that, oh, yeah, that's how they can get some. That's how they can get speeds and other things related to a collision. So that's part of determining the accident or what happened in it, and is it a classic case of being asleep at the wheel? Because it went straight into a median instead of staying with the road as it curved right. He kept going straight into opposing lanes, then off the road where he hit a tree, and then it rolled. And it traveled about 400 feet after hitting the median, and there was no evidence of braking. And that could show signs of, yeah, he may have been asleep because he said he didn't remember so much. And they'll be able to piece that together. All right, what states have said, woohoo, we are open for business, baby, and you don't have to wear a mask? There's some controversy over this. Do you think it's controversial? We're talking about it on the flip side.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Now time to open Texas 100%.
It's the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, and he wasn't alone. Texas and Mississippi announced on Tuesday they would halt mask mandates and reopen their states, allowing business to operate at full capacity. Joe Biden, the prez, called it Neanderthal thinking. Did he call the governor of Texas a Neanderthal? In a roundabout way, saying that it's not the right time for this. So Abbott said he's moving to the 100%, open Texas 100%. He's issuing an executive order that takes effect March 10th, rescinding most of his earlier orders, including restrictions on business occupancy and the July 2nd statewide mask order. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves tweeted as well that starting Wednesday, all county mask mandates would be lifted and businesses allowed to operate fully. Hospitalizations case numbers have plummeted. The vaccine is being distributed. And he said, that's it. We're out of the business of telling people what they can and cannot do. Earlier this month, you might not have realized it, but governors in Iowa and Montana announced they were rescinding mandates on wearing masks. So the four states, you add them up, join 11 others that have either never had a mask mandate or have since rescinded that policy. So Biden's not alone in thinking it's ridiculous and the timing is bad. So do other members of the CDC team. They think the same thing. But what do you think? Is it a case of jumping the shark and why not stay covered? There was actually a few big stores that said, yeah, we're not going down that direction. So Kroger, Best Buy, Kohl's, Ulta, you want to buy some food, you want to buy some major equipment, you want to buy some makeup, you want to buy some clothes, those big stores anyway, are saying they're requiring masks in the stores. Some local mayors are telling the people in their areas to ignore the words of their state governor and saying they want masks up. So there is mixed messages when it comes to the masks. What else is new? When we first rolled into this pandemic, I had a long-standing poll, mask on, mask off. So we'll do it again. Let's throw it into our bag of polls. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. What say you, America? Is it fair or foul? Is it foolish at this point to jump in the direction of saying, yeah, 100% open? And, of course, a lot of the restaurants, many of them have closed, and some of them are thrilled to pieces that now they can welcome in more people. But will the practice of the social distancing, the washing hands, the masks, I mean, it's up to individuals now, obviously. That's where that stands. And then how many people have been vaccinated? 20% of, just over 20% of the population have been vaccinated. The 4th is a big day in March, and the reason why is because a couple of things. If you remember what happened on January 6th, it was supposed to be March 4th is the day that the true president is back in office because of the Stop the Steal and all of that. So at the Capitol, the Capitol Police are warning that militia groups may be plotting to breach the Capitol again, and March 4th matters to QAnon extremists. So they're not going on with business as usual because they say they have serious, hardcore information as a possible plot. And they won't give a lot of details, but the House canceled a scheduled Thursday session instead of wrapping up planned votes late Wednesday. The Senate considered Biden's $1.9 trillion pandemic relief bill that I mentioned when we first started, planned to remain in session Thursday, but members and staff were encouraged to take precautions such as parking in underground garages. And, of course, the Capitol Police and the FBI have been slammed because they didn't act on intelligence supplied by the FBI's Norfolk field office shortly before the January 6th attack on the Capitol, and rioters easily swarmed through the bicycle rack barricades. Capitol and D.C. police officers were overwhelmed by the number of attackers. The National Guard didn't respond until hours after the siege, and that was on the minds of the people on the Hill doing the representing, because that was part of what was discussed during the day. So here you have these reports of, okay, well, the militia, so watch out tomorrow. Really, it's better just whatever we can cancel. Let's just do that. And then in the meantime, the other part of it is the discussion in the day was, why did it take so long for a response? Why was it delayed? The Pentagon delayed 3 hours in sending troops on the 6th, and they still haven't come up with a good reason for that. And the D.C. police say they weren't allowed in the area until 3 in full force, until 3 hours, over 3 hours after what happened, 3 hours and 19 minutes. That's how long it took the Pentagon to agree to dispatch troops to, by the way, help the Capitol Police overrun by the mob. And, of course, the agonizing delays. I mean, it is stupefying, isn't it? How can we be the United States of America and not have a quick response when our lawmakers are being attacked? Which, by the way, was Republicans and Democrats, right? It was. So people were cowering and underneath desks, young workers who were just there supporting whoever it was whose office they were interning in or working for, and it was so eerily close to being that much more deadly. So there was this hearing, and there has been this hearing about this, and one phrase that was repeated over and over again at the Wednesday Senate hearing on the insurrection at the Capitol was 3 hours, 19 minutes, 3 hours, 19. What can happen that's horrific in 3 hours and 19 minutes. Oh, a lot of people can die. And some people that didn't need to die did die. The hearing was the second in this examination by two Senate committees into the security failures that left the Capitol completely stupefying, vulnerable. It just blows my mind to that attack. We look like such a banana republic to the rest of the world. Is this the United States of America? So it is worth flushing this out. It is worth investigating. Why didn't this happen? It reminds me so much of the 9/11 Commission. Why didn't this happen? How come we didn't know this? How come agencies didn't share information? How long does it take for agencies to share information? So the National Guard Major General William Walker, he wasn't shy about what he said in detailing what he called unusual Pentagon restrictions that hamstrung his ability to provide emergency assistance. He laid out the timeline that started at 1:49 with a frantic call from the then head of the Capitol Police reporting a dire emergency with the breach of the security perimeter by the rioters and was requesting immediate assistance. So Walker alerted Army leadership, but said he encountered resistance that from people who were worried, officials that were worried about the optics of sending troops. He said he didn't get authorization to send forces to the Capitol until, you ready for this, 508. Brian Sicknick and the rest of those people had no chance. You know, some injuries are lingering. You had one of the Capitol Police that lost an eye. But the officer who died, I mean, how tragic is that? So if there wasn't the restriction, there would have been a quick reaction force. There would have been 155 soldiers to the Capitol so much quicker, a number that would have made a difference. They could have extended the perimeter, as he said, and could have pushed back the crowd. Instead, we got to watch for hours the Capitol being ransacked and the staff and members of Congress hiding from the rioters. Wow. It is still just so shocking to me. And it's good that there is, because remember, this is your dollars at work. So if we're going to look into something, let's look into this. And it is. There is the testimony. There is all of the timelines and the lapses and everything else. So that once this is over, we can say once again, well, agencies need better cooperation and need to feed the information and need to immediately respond. The same usual thing that we hear over and over again. What are the trends for 2021? We're talking about it next with a very smart man. Gerald Celente joins us to talk about all kinds of things.
Gonna give your love to me. You know my love will not fade away.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. The United States has rapidly increased its COVID vaccination efforts, setting new records for the number of shots administered in each of the last 2 days. Nearly 2.9 million shots were given on Saturday. In the next few days, the CDC is expected to release guidance on activities that those who are fully vaccinated can return to. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that vaccine supplies will begin to rapidly increase. The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease tells CBS's Face the Nation that even as there are enough shots to vaccinate everyone, it will still take a large effort to administer them all.
As we get more doses, which are going to be dramatically increased as we get into April and May, and as the president has said, we will have, by the end of May, enough vaccines to vaccinate everyone. We'll have to put a big push to get it into people's arms, but by that time, we're going to be doing much, much better.
This is USA Radio News. President Joe Biden marked the anniversary of Bloody Sunday by signing an executive order to expand access to voting. Jeremy Scott reports from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
The president's order alters the way the federal government handles elections, including increasing voter registration access for criminals in prison and on probation. It directs every federal agency to prepare a plan in the next 200 days for how they can promote voter registration, such as mail-in ballots. Sunday marked 56 years since civil rights activists were viciously beaten in Alabama.
The blood of John Lewis and so many other brave and righteous souls that was spilled in Selma on this Sunday in 1965 sanctified a noble struggle. And when the country saw those images that night, America was forced to confront the denial of democracy, the fierce urgency of justice.
President Biden said every eligible voter should be able to vote and have that vote counted. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Being offered a vaccine and more conversation about what's the world going to look like when it officially rolls open. You think about, like I think of my nephew who's a Gen Zer, 19, first year in college. His last year of high school was virtual and everything that his group of friends went through and so many across the world. So Gen Z and the younger millennials, what's life going to be like for them? Is it party time or what? And how about some other trends with the economy? Are we going to see a big boom and where is that big boom going to be? What's going to happen with mortgage rates? Joining us now is Gerald Celente. And he is the publisher of Trends Journal, the world's number one trend forecaster. Number one in anything is good by all accounts by me. So, Gerald, thanks so much for hanging with us.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
So let's talk about the younger people and the idea of your research showing, hey, it's time to celebrate. And what are Gen Z's thinking and the younger millennials?
Out of their mind. They're going crazy. They're locked up and they want to break loose. I mean, this is unprecedented in world history. I mean, imagine being that age and being locked up and telling you you can't go out and play. No hugging, no kissing, no dancing, no playing. You got to get back in your room. No, they're ready to break loose. They're busting loose already. And we're going to see a roaring 21. And it's global. I mean, this is unprecedented in world history. This has never happened before. And they're they're ready to rock and go crazy, and it's party time.
All right, so it's party time. I agree, because I think concerts, entertainment, whatever, I think all of that just explodes, period, don't you?
Yes, it is, but you know, it depends what state you're in, you know, and the places, again, they're going to be doing it anyway. They've had it. I mean, you know what it is? We only look at the facts. The motto of the magazine is think for yourself. You take a place like Canada, 80% of the people that have died from the virus are from nursing homes. Take a place like Israel, 87% of the people, 87% are 65 or older. Young people don't know anybody that's dying from this. You look at the facts. Out of Gen Z, you mentioned, and if you go, you know, even younger, you go 0 to 20 years old, you had about 780 people of 20 million in the United States that died of the virus over a course of a year. So what's 700 out of 20 million? That's no number at all.
Right.
So the young people, this is an old person's disease, and I got these old people telling me to stay home and not have a good time, and you got all this energy, you know, running through your body. I mean, they've had it. And they're going to do anything they have. A lot of them have had it. And they're going to do anything they can to have a good time. And by the way, you're going to start seeing new sound styles and a whole lot of new things starting to happen as they really start finding their own way.
Wow. So as you say, roaring 2021, it sounds exciting actually to me.
Well, it is. You know, again, you know, this is an old person's, when you look at the facts. Young people are not dying from this, and they're just being frightened to death, and a lot of people want to break loose. And again, it's worldwide. And not all of the world, but a lot of it. Europe, South America, and North America, and they're going to go.
All right, so talking about the pandemic, the UK's Prime Minister Boris Johnson, you know, we have a segment where we interview people from all over the world, and we've talked to a lot of people in the UK about the various things that have happened, the lockdowns, etc., and then what's happened with the pubs. Well, he's saying they're going to have these immunity certificates for anyone who wants to travel or go to public venues like the pubs, right? So this whole idea of the passport and the vaccination, do you think that will be something that takes off here in the United States? Will that be a big deal?
Well, it's happening already, by the way, in Israel. They call it a green passport. And you can't go out to a restaurant, you can't go out to a gym, you can't go out to concerts, theaters without having a vaccination. And this past Wednesday, the parliament passed another law that anyone that hasn't been vaccinated, they give that information to the government so they could force you, or not force you, but let's say pressure you to get vaccinated. This is going to be a major issue. The European Union is talking about it as well. No jab, no job, you can't go out and play. Now, this is going to be big, and there's going to be a lot of pushback. Again, depends on the states. And I'm in New York, and for example, if you haven't been vaccinated, you can't go to a public school, and this is before the COVID. And so they're going to keep pushing this. One of our trend forecasts is there's going to be new political parties forming. They're going to be anti-tax because they're going to raise tax because the incomes have gone way down as places have been locked down. Anti-tax, anti-vax, anti-immigration, and anti-establishment parties. So there's going to be a real third-party movement going on against what's going on right now. And they're going to try to force this mandatory vaccination. There's no question about it.
Yeah, I agree with that. Let's talk about economic things, like higher mortgage rates. Are we going to see that? What's going on with the housing market?
Yeah, well, it depends where you are. You know, again, we're in New York over here, and New York City, I mean, it's dead. I mean, Midtown is dead town. And so people are moving out of the big cities, and that's going down big time. The office occupancy rate in New York City, 14%.
Oh, 14%?
14%. So think of all the businesses that depends on commuters. You know, the neon lights aren't shining on Broadway. So now you have the suburbs, the exurbs area, they're blowing up. People are moving out, going to those places. And it's going to continue as long as rates stay low. And so as long as they keep the rates where they are now and mortgage rates stay low, you're going to continue to see a boom and a continuing growth in the housing market as people leave the bigger cities and going to other states, whether it's Oklahoma, whether it's Texas, whether it's Florida. I mean, in New York, they're flooding out of here, and they're going to other states, not for tax reasons, one of them, but also because of the restrictions. So that's going to continue to go on as long as rates stay low. But when the rates go up, then you're going to start seeing a real, real pullback.
All right, so that's good to look at that for that trend. What about household incomes? What happened in January?
This is a phony pump-up, and there's going to be a big boom. And it's going on again. This is around the world. This is unprecedented. Now we're going to put in $2 trillion into the economy and pump it up. Where are you getting the money from? Hey, what do you mean, where am I getting the money from? What are you asking me where I'm getting the money from? I'm making it up. I'm putting it out there. This is artificially going to be a boom. And it's going to continue to look like a boom until the equity markets, the stock market, crashes. And that's going to happen at some time. When, how, it's very difficult to tell because it's unprecedented in world history. You have zero interest rate policy. And in other countries like Europe, you have negative interest rates. So as long as they keep pumping money into the economy, it'll artificially inflate it. You look at the unemployment numbers. You know, once you're no longer collecting unemployment, you're no longer counted as unemployed. I'm not making that up.
Right, I know. Yeah.
I mean, so they're making this stuff up.
Right.
So you have a lot of people that are in very desperate shape.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they're going to artificially pump it up. It's going to look great. The gross domestic product numbers are going to rise. Things are going to look great. But the fundamentals of the economy are very, very seriously down. And again, it's not only in the U.S. You take a look, you said you interviewed people from the United Kingdom.
Yeah.
They had their gross domestic product fell last year to the lowest level only in three centuries.
Wow.
Yeah, 300 years. And then you got these people saying, you know, we're going to get mass vaccinated. By the way, at 26 years old, I was the assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate. Used to run major political campaigns. I know what it looks like from the other side. Now, the people that are running the show are the same people I couldn't stand in high school and college that wanted to be class president and head of the student council. These aren't the brightest cats on the block.
That's right. So that's why you have to decide for yourself. That's what you told us in the beginning. How do we get Trends Journal?
TrendsJournal.com. TrendsJournal.com. The only magazine where you'll read history before it happens.
I love it. Gerald, thanks for hanging late with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Gerald Celente, the publisher of Trends Journal, the number one trend forecaster. And they do. They have a track record that's just absolutely crazy when they look at whatever the trends are, especially we just talked there about mortgages, 2021, etc. Interesting stuff. It is Women's History Month. Brené Brown, what about her? Have you ever heard that name before? We're going to introduce her to you next in her story. Hi, this is Kate. Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Brené Brown, a professor, lecturer, author, and podcast host, has spent her career studying the concepts of courage, vulnerability, shame, and empathy. Her TED Talk, The Power of Vulnerability, has been viewed over 13.5 million times and counting. Widely quoted and considered one of the most important influencers in modern times, she is said to have said, "Courage starts with showing up and letting ourselves be seen." I'm Kate Delaney, and that's her story. Yeah, I'll tell you what, that Power of Vulnerability talk that she did, 2010 TED Talk, that really, really set her apart. And, I mean, listen, she's a professor that has dug very deep into this and has said many times that she was furious when she found out about vulnerability because she didn't really want it to be vulnerability. She didn't want to realize that she was vulnerable. And it's so interesting, the people that she's been able to touch, I mean, seriously, people, men, women that never talk about whatever it is that's bugging them, things that have happened, they're not the type that open up. She's unlocked it. She really has. And it was wild to see her career escalate that the way, you know, the way that it did. And she's all Texas. You know, she went to the University of Texas and she did social work at the University of Houston and et cetera. So she really is the future in that area of studying topics like vulnerability, courage, shame, empathy, etc. And she's author of five number one New York Times bestsellers, right? So you're doing something right if you get that many views on your TED Talk, and you got a Netflix special, and you really have tapped into the culture, which is interesting because to see where we are now, which she said it was time. This was like a reset, and then coming out of this, it can't be the same way that it was before. The way people reacted, the way people hoarded and greed and all kinds of things, and not caring about their fellow humans. She's very, very, very big on that. So certainly Women's History Month, significant to mention someone like Brené Brown. And we'll bring you more stories throughout the month of women who have crushed it in some way in history, in different areas. All right, this is kind of an odds and ends grab bag here at the tail end of this hour. We started off and I was talking about the fact that you've got now two states, well, four more states, but in particular the focus is on Mississippi and Texas for lifting the mask mandate officially. That happens for Texas on the 10th. And the president saying it was Neanderthal thinking by lifting the mask rules at this time when we're oh so close, saying the last thing we need that, like telling people everything's fine, take off your mask, it still matters. He says, I hope everybody realizes by now these masks make a difference. The thing is, we live in the United States of America and we enjoy freedom, right? And every individual, as the director of the CDC said, is empowered to do the right thing here, regardless of what states decide for personal health, for public health, for their health, for loved ones and communities. She said, I would still encourage individuals to wear masks, to socially distance, and to do the right thing to protect their own health. And then, of course, we talked to Gerald Celente about the trends, and he talked about younger people realizing, you know, only 780 young people died of the over 500,000 in the United States. So when you see the partying at beaches and no social distancing and going to bars and trying to kind of sneak in under the wire, being young and not being able to do what they normally would have been able to do, they don't see the danger in that. So it's interesting with that lift, like I said, you had Senator John Cornyn from Texas said that Biden is not in a position to be preaching to my state about how to handle COVID-19 virus because he had his hands full with immigration issues. He said the fact is if you want to wear a mask, you can still wear a mask. And he said at some point the government needs to quit making arbitrary rules that do not have any demonstrable connection with the public. Now, President Biden did meet with Greg Abbott, the Texas governor, on Friday when he visited Texas to look at the winter storm damage. And, I don't know what was discussed COVID-wise, but you have to figure that there may have been some mentioning of that. Certainly fatigue is setting in for so many people. And even the White House spokesperson, White House press secretary is a better way to say that, Jen Psaki said, fatigue is winning. that's the deal. Fatigue is winning. Here's the deal. I think we're close to the top of the mountain, right? And I do believe in personal freedoms. You all know that. I always say I'm a capitalist. I love this country. I love being an American. I've lived in other places, and I feel like I'm a citizen of the world, and I feel proud to be an American and go and visit other places. But we do know. I mean, that's true. We do have choices. And I've seen what happens when you don't have choices. But we're so close to, I hope, getting some kind of herd immunity so that we don't have to constantly look at the statistics and say, you know what, if this hit your family, if this hit your grandmother, if this hit your loved ones, and this is how they died, or you couldn't bury them. There's so many cremations because of COVID COVID-19, and there's so many horrible things happening to families when 518,000 people have died and there's 28.8 million cases. And I've had people on this show, and they're not old people. They're in their 40s, had someone in their 30s on where they got it and said it was like walking into hell because they got bad cases of it. Oh, so close. I say, you know, if it's the debate of mask on, mask off, I'm going to mask up because I don't want to walk into the Home Depot, get something, and then not be able to crack open this mic and talk to all of you and not be able to do the thing that I love to do or be there with my family if I were to get COVID or to go through that terror, night sweats, fatigue, all the things that are part of COVID, loss of sense, loss of senses of smell and taste, and it's just different for every single person, and we're so close. It's hard to believe that it's been a year. It's hard to believe that we're almost at that line of it's officially been a year. I mean, it's like that old question. Do you remember where you were when COVID really hit? And we were trying to figure it all out, and that was March 9th. And I remember because my dog died that day. We had to put my dog down, and I remember going in, and everybody was a little freaked. They weren't wearing masks, but there was sort of a protocol thing happening, and it was just the worst time for that for me and the Hubs. And, you know, I realized then when I was watching, life is going to be very different, right here, right now, the 10th of March. It's going to be different than anything we've seen. And sure enough, of course, it's been very, very different. And I understand the restlessness. I understand that. I understand the anxiety with jobs, with the economy. It's been terrible. It's been horrible. People we know have lost jobs. People we know have had to say goodbye to where they were living and move someplace else. And I don't think we're quite through all of that. All right, here's a quick one. Here's a kicker for you. Governor Andrew Cuomo apologized for sexual harassment in the scandal he's embroiled in, but he said, I'm not going to resign. He said, listen, I'm a New Yorker. I'm going to come in here and I'm going to talk to New York people because he was advised not to do that. And he said, I fully support a woman's right to come forward. I think it should be encouraged in every way. I now understand, he said this today at a news conference, I now understand that I acted in a way that made people feel uncomfortable. It was unintentional. I truly and deeply apologize for it. So far, three women have come forward to talk about being harassed by Cuomo. One of the last ones was a former economic development aide, Lindsay Boylan, who posted an online essay accusing Cuomo of kissing her on the lips without consent in 2018 and making inappropriate comments, including a remark about wanting to play strip poker. And then there were two others. Another aide also came forward, and then somebody else that was at a wedding reception and talked about what happened there. Wow. So he says he's not resigning. We'll see what happens with the governor. The music means I am exiting stage left. Make it count, everybody. This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep. Go to KateDelaneyRadio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to KateDelaneyRadio.com, click on books, and special offer today.